Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka and 104.9 in Junction City.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. My past two commentaries have been dedicated to customer service. First, with me being the customer, and secondly, me serving the customer. I could not leave the subject without relating my experiences with a postal customer back in the late 1960s. Let's just call him Joe, as there is no need to reveal his real name. Joe maintained a post office box at the Clark Street Post Office. He was also a friend of my immediate boss and would drop in to visit him once in a while. No problem there. It was not long before Joe was showing up at the back door after the business lobby was closed. He would walk right in and hand his mail to one of the clerks, then hang around to watch his letters being processed. The operation was run on a tight schedule, and the public was not allowed on the workroom floor for obvious reasons. Time after time, he would be challenged by one of our clerks and asked to leave, but it went right over his head. I kept warning my boss, Joe's friend, that this behavior had to stop. My boss finally had a talk with him and the unauthorized visit ceased. I thought that all was well until I received a phone call from the pilot that flew the air taxi, a contract service that flew our first-class mail to San Francisco every weeknight. The pilot was beside himself. Night after night, when the pilot had buttoned up the aircraft and was ready to start the engines, there would be a banging on the plane's fuselage. There was Joe, waving his outgoing letters, wanting the pilot to open up and take the mail on board. Joe was delaying the flight and exposing himself to a possible injury from the plane's props. My boss had another talk with Joe, and that problem ceased. He had no love for me because he knew that I did not tolerate such behavior. As I mentioned before, he rented a post office box. The clerks informed me that when Joe picked up his mail, he would leave the box door open, giving him a limited view of the workroom floor, and he would watch the clerks work. If he thought that someone was goofing off, he would complain at the service window. One morning when I was making my rounds as a supervisor, I stopped to exchange pleasantries with the clerk working in the box section. The clerk had said something that I evidently thought was humorous, and I must have chuckled. I was called into the postmaster's office and told that I had just humiliated Joe by laughing in his face. I had no idea that he had been watching me through the open post office box door. No charges were brought against me, as the postmaster was aware of Joe's antics. He finally settled down after that episode. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.